Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Marks & Spencer is starting to take online orders again after it stopped all website purchases 6 weeks ago after a major cyber attack. In an update to their website, the retailer said customers can now place online orders with standard delivery to England, Scotland and Wales, but that deliveries to Northern Ireland will resume in the coming weeks. No mention of the Republic of Ireland there. The company estimates they've lost about £25 million a week since they paused their online shopping. Richard Gaisford is chief correspondent with Good Morning Britain and is on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Claire, good morning to you.
So we don't have a timeline yet for when orders for us here in the Republic will be reopened. Isn't that where it stands this morning?
That's exactly right. And it's a slow rollout of services to England, Scotland and Wales. They are very gently getting back into website orders. Not everything's going to be available at start. And yes, they have yet to put a time on when Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are going to be getting access again to M&S orders and deliveries.
This has been a phenomenal situation for M&S to have to deal with, and the cost to the company has been huge.
Oh, it's been a torrid 6 weeks for them. Remember, this all started pretty much around the Easter bank holiday weekend when it became clear that M&S were having trouble. Then was announced that they had been hacked, that they were going to have to stop taking online orders. They wouldn't be able to fulfill click and collect either at the stores. It was starting then, we saw, to really affect the supply of goods onto the shelves. There were shortages of fresh food and products, other gaps as well within the department store. They were having a really tough time and seemed to take weeks to get on top of the problem. We knew that it was hackers. We weren't quite sure what the demand was financially on them, but they did not manage to get back into business quickly at all, and it has affected them. As you said, they were estimating around £25 million worth of week of losses, some £300 million hit to their profits, and the share price over the last 6 weeks has tumbled by hundreds of millions, starting to rebuild today, up 3.5% or so this morning on the news that they are very gently getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Now, they released very limited information on the group that has hacked them, but we do know, or it has been attributed certainly to this hacking group called Scattered Spider. What do we know about them?
Yeah, early on, immediately people looking around for who might be involved. Scattered Spider was the name that kept coming up. This was this loosely knit group of hackers, young people, mostly based, we're told, in the US and the UK, mostly English speaking, who have made a job of really attacking weaknesses in companies' IT setups, normally by finding a way in through an employee or a door that had been left open to them. Later on, though, it became clear that perhaps it might not have been Scattered Spider. We had news that Stuart Machin, who is the CEO of Marks & Spencer's, had actually been directly contacted by a group of hackers who claimed their name was Dragonforce. Now, that communication, basically demanding money, came in broken English and said it was from China. Now, again, none of that confirmed. We're really still not sure who was behind it, but whoever was has caused huge amounts of trouble for Marks & Spencer, and we still don't know whether Marks & Spencer has paid anything to them to resolve the situation.
Mm-hmm. They did say early on, though, that the financial information of their customers wasn't at risk here.
Yes, but then it became clear that there was other information that might well have been at risk. Certainly, remember, at the same time, we had Harrods under attack, the co-op under attack. It looked that there was certainly an organised criminal gang targeting these retailers because they did hold information on people, and it was able to effectively put a noose around their neck and say, listen, if you want to start selling again, again. You want to get your operations running. You're going to have to pay us money. It's just not clear whether any of that has happened in specifically this situation with Marks & Spencer's.
Richard, thank you so much. Richard Gaze for their chief correspondent with Good Morning Britain on the slow resumption of online business for Marks & Spencer. Although, as we said, online customers here in the Republic of Ireland still can't order from the retailer.